Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now, juggling around the region. Bringing Douglas River goals, painting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the riches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, painting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the riches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, erection, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see his girls, I saw one piss, cause horror, horror's losing. And I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through the rainstorm, plastic up and chopping something. Turn a crime, we're doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, raising up the places. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, that's how we see, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit for my jugs alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas, where we're going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the riches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas, where we're going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the riches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Tavi, your co-host, Gil G. We join us whenever. Just so you know, we are ending at 12:30 tonight. But I ain't going to stop us from doing our fucking thing. So what he said, we move on, get some fucking tracks going. See what we can do here. Let's see. Corporate Avengers. Jesus Christ. Homosexual.
Yeah!
created all. Then Jesus Christ created the homosexual. There might be a little fag in us all. He made us in his image. Now listen what I say. And it's a possibility that Jesus Christ was gay.
And we are back. Up next, Zug Island with the Flames. I'm not even talking. I'm just going to do track to track like I normally do.
The world went dark and cold. Where's that heat of old? Take me back this road. I must unload, explode. I can't get in, I don't fit in, but I won't give in. I'm coming again because I'm proudly rowdy, banging loudly, and I'm attacking again. I'm jumping in the mix of flames, mix of flames. Everybody collide, we in the licks of flames, licks of flames, licks of flames. Everybody collide. Whether we shrink or we grow, we die. Where do we go?
Shangri-La.
Won't go till I fly like a crow and smack into a wall.
Surround us, all around us. It's raining.
Collide.
the P? I'm the one making you sweat. Who the fuck's Molly? I heard Polly want a cracker. Well, the world got me. No Xerox rapper, no copies. I am not cocky, but my flow's hot. Scotching on your whole pot. Oh, watch me like I'm Rolex fitting. Ha, my only friends on my earbuds. Get it? So much soft, you want to glare from a distance. I stay on their mind like new era fitted. Just listen, like sit, I spit vicious. The chick whips on the cut like six stitches. I'm on a roll, my career is a biscuit. Cause I'm bred with the best and I guess I'm delicious. You out of pocket like a lost wallet. If I ain't heard of you, I ain't scared of you. So bitch, stop talking. You got problems if you really want to drop comments. I stop climbing cause I made it to the top. Robin, I'm not hood, I don't rumble in back alleys. But I'll kick you in the shin, run away and laugh about it. Belly button of the industry. I stay outie, but I keep the place crowded. Have a man that they doubt. I hear you talking to me all woofy woo woo. This is what you sound like. Woofy woo woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch. Woofy woo woo. Cause all I'm making now is woofy woo woo. I hear you talking to me all woofy woo woo. This is what you sound like. Woofy woo woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch. Woofy woo woo. Cause all I'm making now is woofy woo woo. Huh? Wait, what? No, you gotta speak up. I can't hear you. When I walk into the bar, it is such a joke. Women looking at me like they wanna cut my throat. Cause I'm different and I don't own slutty clothes. So I pay them no mind like I'm fucking broke. I want to know, how is everyone an expert? I'm not in school, but I'm always getting lectured or pestered. Gibberish until my head hurts. Makes me wanna break stuff, kinda like Fred Durst. And honey boo boo, sounds like Gucci woo woo. Tell me why are we tuning into doo-doo? Rap shows, radio, and the news too. And these shady politicians, hi, screw you. I ain't cool with buying into bullshit. Lying to us, getting all these lucky fools rich. Treating power like Rihanna, you abuse it. Chill out with that woofy-woo, or I'ma lose it. I hear you talking to me all woofy-woo-woo. This is what you sound like. Woofy-woo-woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch. Woofy-woo-woo. Cause all I'm making now is woofy-woo-woo. I hear you talking to me all woofy-woo-woo. This is what you sound like. Woofy-woo-woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch. Woofy-woo-woo. Cause all I'm making now is woofy-woo-woo. Wait, come again? What? No, really. No, really, what? I don't know what you're saying. Yelling at me is in one ear and out the other. Reality shows go in one ear and out the other. Hating ass chump in one ear and out the other. What'd you say, 5-0? In one ear and out the other. My teacher used to scold me in one ear and out the other. In my face real close in one ear and out the other. When my doctor's talking in one ear and out the other. Yo, you need to chill though in one ear and out the other. Woofy woo woo. Woofy woo woo. Woofy woo woo. Woofy woo woo. I hear you talking to me all woofy woo woo. This is what you sound like. Woofy woo woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch. Woofy woo woo. Cause all I'm making now is woofy woo woo. I hear you talking to me all woofy woo woo. This is what you sound like. Woofy woo woo. Whoa, pipe it down, bitch. Woofy woo woo. Cause all I'm making now is woofy woo woo.
Did you just say the F word?
You? No, he's talking about fuck. You can't say fuck in school, you fucking fat ass.
Kyle!
Why the fuck not?
Eric!
Dude, you just said fuck again.
Stanley!
Who?
Kenny!
What's the big deal? It doesn't hurt anybody. Fuck.
How would you like to go see the school counselor?
How would you like to suck my butt?
What did you say?
I'm sorry. Actually, what I said was...
I'ma say fuck, what the fuck, I want you, cause I'm free as you can be. Fuck your fucked up world and it's fucked up laws. Fuck your fucked up leader and it's fucked up cause. Bring your fucked up bitch, I'm a fucker too. And make her lick my dick right in front of you. What, trying to make them happy? But when you hear this track, I'll be the last one laughing. Trying to clean it up, but the fans demanding that I bring it harder than the ground I'm standing. Come and calculate
come and crunch the numbers, but you couldn't pass a test with a band of brothers. We bring the heat like the sea of summers, but we'll never sell out like you punk motherfuckers. This ain't a warning, this a fucking anthem. Gonna blow the front door and hold them all for ransom. Fuck you little pussies trying to better me, you know.
You can't answer me.
I'ma say fuck when the fuck I want to. When I say fuck, what the fuck you gon' do? Hatin' cause I'm free and you can't be.
Can't answer me.
I'ma say fuck when the fuck I want to. When I say fuck, what the fuck you gon' do? Hatin' cause I'm free and you can't be.
You can't answer me.
What the fuck you say? I cuss too fucking much. You don't like when I say bitch suck my nuts. What's your fucking problem? Tryna censor us. Constant damn hysteria, making a shitty fuss. Y'all can go to hell if you ain't liking this shit. Fuck you, stupid bitch, you son of a sucker, fucking dick. That's all you're good for, you stupid ass whore. Just close your fucking eyes and open up for more. No, I'm not sorry if you don't fucking like it. Then, stupid ass, you shouldn't fucking buy it. This shit right here could probably start a riot. Just say shit as fuck, go ahead, try it. They say we're corrupting the next generation, but there's bigger problems that they're facing. Bigger than me saying, bitch, fuck you. Y'all can kiss my ass, motherfucker, that's true. I'ma say fuck when the fuck I want to. When I say fuck, what the fuck you gon' do? Hatin' cause I'm free and you can't be.
You can't answer me.
I'ma say fuck when the fuck I want to. When I say fuck, what the fuck you gon' do? Hatin' cause I'm free and you can't be.
You can't answer me.
I'ma say fuck when the fuck I want to. When I say fuck, what the fuck you gon' do? Hatin' cause I'm free and you can't be. I'ma say fuck when the fuck I want to. When I say fuck, what the fuck you gon' do? Hatin' cause I'm free and you can't be. Hatin'
cause I'm free and you can't be. I'ma say fuck when the fuck I want to. When I say fuck, what the fuck you gon' do? Hatin' cause I'm free and you can't be.
You can't answer me.
I'ma say fuck when the fuck I want to. When I say fuck, what the fuck you gon' do? Hatin' cause I'm free and you can't be.
Can't answer me.
And we are back. What's going on, ghetto?
So, ghetto man, guess who I found on that stupid Wicked Clowns for Life page?
Found what?
I said, guess who I found on that fucking page?
Who might that be?
Alley Cat.
I didn't realize she still existed anymore.
Yeah, because I posted up on there, and I'm guessing she must have forgotten who the fuck I was. Because, you know, X puts up there for JR, and she goes, they still do JR. And apparently she was an avid follower of us.
I beg to differ. But I would never see anything she posts for the fact that she's blocked on every account I have.
Yeah, she's blocked on my accounts, too.
So, even if I were to post something, she wouldn't be able to see it.
No. I mean, you know, that Wicked Clowns for Life website that I was, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't that the one we run?
No. The other one, you know, the one that I joined. You know, the website itself. You know, the one where that person posted in our fucking group about.
Oh, I did read. Yeah, that was just like today.
Yeah, she's on there.
Who the hell made that page?
I don't know. Don't care.
It ain't ran by that douchebag that ran that other Juggalo page.
I fucking hope not.
Yeah, I saw that post. I was like, man, it's just what we need, another website that ain't gonna do shit.
All right.
Yeah, I deleted her.
Because, you know, I didn't realize it was her until today. And, you know, I did her as a fucking, quote-unquote, homie on that page. I was like, oh, wait, look, who it is? A hoe. Delete.
Man, what the hell, though? She's, like, on everything.
Yeah. And naked on everything.
Yeah. I wonder why I don't get no respect.
Yeah, apparently she tried to fucking listen to us, too. Because the man said, yeah. And I didn't even say, yes, yeah, we do. I said, yeah, they still do JR. And, and all of a sudden I saw like a guest pop in the room and then leave.
Well, what the hell is your name on there that she didn't know who you were?
My real name.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Just in the fact, you know, I didn't want her on my fucking personal page on Facebook. So,
it's
yeah.
Funny, though, the people that you never want to talk to again always show up.
Yeah, right? Like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, due to my status earlier, fucking, hitting random people up on my page, man, just see if they'll talk to me. If not, they get the boot. But some of these people I've never talked to, or I haven't talked to them since, like, 2012, or, like, I don't fucking know, where people want to be like, can I help you? Do I know you?
Yeah, right.
Can you help me? I was like, what are you, Walmart?
Oh, man.
But yeah, man, when you ask questions, like, yeah, it's like, what the fuck, man, can I not just say hello to somebody? Do you have to know me to talk to me?
Yeah, I thought we were jugglers. So the quote-unquote family.
Like, shit, man, I don't know any people around my neighborhood here, man, but every morning, man, I'm talking to people around the blogs and all that. We don't know each other on a personal basis.
All right. Idiot.
But on the internet, we're not allowed to talk to random people.
Yeah, no.
You have to know my name, my phone number, my address, where I live to talk to me.
Yeah. Pointless. Ah, there's an ugly bitch.
Yeah, that's how I feel when I go through my list. Kind of questioning how these people even became my friends. They had to have had something I liked.
Yeah, right? Maybe some big old titties.
Sometimes that's the case, but usually it's just their face in every picture. So how can you really determine anything from that?
I don't know.
Probably had like one decent picture. Like, yeah, I had this person, and then never talked to him for a couple years, and they go back and get, what the fuck was I thinking?
Oh, welcome to me. I'm down to 809 people now.
Down to like 590-something people.
And the funny thing is, out of that 809 people, one of them on this on my page, that's my best friend I just went to school with.
Oh, they're still there. They made the cut.
Yeah, don't talk to him because he's, you know, busy with his damn kids and his ugly wife.
His ugly wife.
Man, his girl is so ugly.
Not to mention, you know, he's really fucking cracked out of his damn mind anyways.
Well, that's always fun.
Yeah, right?
Shout-outs to Chill.
I mean, shit, man, I have a feeling like if I was to hit him up, he kind of turned into the male version. I was cat, boring and talking about useless bullshit.
Speaking of Chill, man, it's random. young ass little black kid was trying to, you know, follow me on Instagram.
A fuck?
I was like, what the hell does a freshman in fucking high school want to follow me on Instagram for? What are they going to like on my page? when all this kid's pictures were is just him posing in a mirror flexing his muscles. Ain't nobody want to see that. Like, come on. Why you want to be my friend?
Yeah, right. Maybe he wants to be your friend so he can flex his muscles for you.
I think he wants to be my friend for the fact that my name is Ghetto G.
that could be another reason, yes.
You know, people do tend to think I'm black with that name.
I think it's funny, though. My best friend fucking moved from up here down to fucking Virginia. Now he's a redneck.
See how that works.
Which is why I refuse to move down to fucking Virginia or go anywhere near there.
Why? Are you going to become a redneck if you do? Is that the plan?
That just might be contagious.
Yeah. I could see Havoc rocking a cowboy hat.
I can't.
Some cowboy boots.
But I definitely can't see me doing that. Fuck out of here.
I mean, you already got the jeans part down.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I rock jeans all the time. If I'm good, I wear them to work. And I'm more comfortable in fucking black jeans than I am anything else.
That's what I'm saying. All you need is the hat and some shoes.
I mean, shit, yeah. I mean, I listen to music from time to time.
See, you already got the music down. You're halfway there.
I'm trying to figure out why the fuck my damn best friend decided to take a picture of his damn toilet.
Same reason all these girls take their mirror photos and take pictures of their toilet.
Must be something interesting about the fucking toilets there.
Like, I just got done taking this huge shit selfie. Well, seriously, you ever wonder that, man? Like, you know, they're posing right next to their toilet. They probably just got done taking a huge shit.
Yeah, right. Man, the fucking next chick I see fucking with the fucking selfie in the fucking toilet in the picture, but I'm gonna ask him just that. Did you just get done taking a fucking a nasty ass shit?
That's one way to get deleted, but yeah.
Man, at the most, I find it having someone fucking tell me, fucking have some respect.
Have some respect. We're juggalos.
And I could have sworn back in the day when we were jugglers, nobody gave a fuck.
I'm surprised you haven't seen all these God posts that have been in all jugglers chat lately. Because every day this guy stumbles in there, posts up a long-ass fucking thing out the Bible, and then everybody hates it. Because it's been for 2 days now, man. This dude's been posting shit.
Probably haven't really been paying attention to the group too much.
Although there was a guy on there, you know, can substitute for you. He said, "Hail Satan."
Yeah, then some dude decided to go. Then I probably said, "Turn away from Satan. Follow the buzzards."
Well, it's funny you say that, because that really is a religious thing, though, a religious saying about people following Jesus or whatever.
Why the fuck does this bitch want to know this fucking for?
What?
Somebody's named Josephine Baker up in all those chat goes, does anyone know when Justin Bieber is going to do a concert in California?
Never.
I mean, the fuck?
This commercial right here, man, this person's trying to decide between Tylenol or Aleve. Why not both?
Yeah, take both at the same time.
What'll happen?
None.
Seriously, what would happen if you did that?
I don't know.
It goes into an Aleve commercial into Viagra. How about that?
I think it's funny how someone fucking told that chick that fucking asked about Justin Bieber to drop dead.
The love pouring out of those folks.
Yeah, right?
Then you have somebody come along. We're supposed to be family.
Hey, what do you know? Manic Angel goes, y'all make juggalos look fucking retarded with your asinine comments.
And there it is.
Yeah. Asinine goes, we shouldn't hate on opinions, views, or hell, even questions. I don't like them, but we shouldn't hate fam for asking a question. Well, fuck you too.
Man, this goes for anybody that would ask a question like that.
Yeah, right?
Like, the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, it's fucking retarded. It's just, no. Like, why like, you ask that? I mean,
I understand listening to other music, but you know nobody fucking likes Justin Bieber. Posting that, you risk your life.
Yeah, literally, risk your life.
So what people say next, you cannot control that.
Man, what the fuck? You know, I think this calls for a little evil inside. Here we go, Leprechaun, Scum, Dark Half, go inside.
You know, my whole life I've been told that there's something wrong with me, and I think I finally got it. You can look at a person and think that they're perfectly normal, but you fail to see the shadow they cast behind themselves. This is a trip into the dark side. You've been warned. Here's mine.
Let's go.
Whenever I'm riding my lyrics, I mirror the image inside of me. So the moment you hear it, hearing a different personal pride in me. Your win is in piracy. Don't test me or riddle and violently. My reflection will never be questioned. It's evident there is no presence of lie to me. I'm sicker than most. I'm intelligent. There is no match of my frequency. The way that I'm ripping, no measurement ever could keep up speed with me. I can make the reaper flee, don't try to question the heat. I bring my infernal with personal cancerous terminal sickness to me and the demon seed. Armageddon, whenever I step in, my weapons are locked and loaded. No mention of heaven will lessen the messages out of the rock I'm throwing. I'm gonna be mocked, I know it, but how could I not expose it? And even in my limits, becoming the victim of certain events that I'm not controlling. The evil inside is timeless. Feeding off all of my vices. Demonic possessions, nothing compared to the pain of identity crisis. It was born out of violence. Refusal to live in silence. Now you see it emerge every time that I happen to open my eyelids. There's an evil inside of me, and it's starting to be out of control.
You better get out.
And it's cramped inside me, holding violently the part of my soul.
You better get out.
There's an evil inside of me.
You better run away.
There's an evil inside of me.
You better run away.
There's an evil inside
of
me.
You
better run away. There's an evil inside
of me. You better run away. I do a run to kill your own ambitious globe. Heavy left to the head. Making a melon first in caveman. Blame the evil that's inside. It's that evil deep inside. Homicide is the only thing I'm craving. I'm afraid to go to sleep. Fucking scared to go to sleep. Cause I keep waking up with blood all over. Blood is all over my bed. Blood is all over my face. Murder case. face the evil, but become but too late, cause my hate for you is deeper than the burning bits of hell. Then my fucking afterlife, where I'll fry when the time meet the reaper.
There's an evil inside of me, and it's starting to be out of control.
You better get out.
And it's great deciding, holding by the lead, a part of my soul.
You better get out.
There's an evil inside of me.
You better run away.
There's an evil inside of me.
Track Isolation, which features Low Key and Small Horn.
What the hell is the song am I thinking of? Did somebody post a song on the Street Team page with Smalls One and Scum Warning?
Find out. Yeah, KGP.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
It's Alias Grimm. I think the track is called Grimm, featuring Small One. Yeah, man, that's definitely a dope track. I just told fucking Leprechaun, him, Scum, and fucking Dark Half should make a fucking video for that shit.
I didn't really know that guy made music like that.
Well, Leprechaun, yeah.
Because, I don't know, all the other shit never sounded, like, dark like that.
Nah, he's got a lot of fucking dark tracks, man. Like Shadow Walker, Evil Inside, like you just heard Last Laugh. Although Last Laugh, you probably wouldn't like too much because it features, I'm trying to correct, remember who was on it. Kid Crusher, Chico, Revico, and Satanic.
Yeah, forget about that track.
Let's see. Like, I mean, he definitely had a few dark tracks like in his lineup. But definitely mad props to Leprechaun, man, fucking the $5 was totally worth it.
And where did you buy this at exactly?
RepTheLep.com.
Did you buy an actual CD?
Well, he has it up for where you can buy the audio, like, you know, the MP3s for $5, or you can get the CD for $5 plus $6 shipping, $6 shipping and handling. So it'd be like $11 even.
The MP3 was a good choice.
I don't know, man. Like, I might fucking, might get paid Friday. I might order the CD and just have Leprechaun fucking, you know, autograph the CD.
Do whatever you need to do.
I mean, so then that way, you know, I have, like, you know, instead of me having to rip it on my computer, I already have it. And I'll have something that, you know, something else that's signed by somebody.
Yeah.
Man, the scummy, you know, the scummy have a fucking store?
Yeah.
Do we know?
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it's called, though. But they have a store.
No, that helps out. Let's see.
Just go to his damn page on Facebook.
That's what I'm looking for. There we go. It's called Gore Op Shop.
There you go. There you go.
See what he has here. Load more products. Got some CDs here.
Got CDs.
Plug in. There you go. Be full store. That might help. So, are you ready for the storm that's coming?
You're all going to die here. Why are you going
to say that? Dude, that's fun saying like that.
What storm is that exactly?
I don't know, man. I'm just thinking this is going to be a storm coming because of the fact it's windy. It's been windy as fuck all day.
It's really not that windy. And all I heard is it's going to get cold. That's it.
And then next thing you hear, you're all going to die down here.
Yeah, only if I end up in the hive.
Man, fucking Scum's got some good prices on CDs, man.
And then next thing I see, I see Alice.
Yeah, coming at you with a fucking sword and a gun.
Yeah.
Naked.
Turns out it's not even her.
Yeah, it's just one of her clones.
Hi, Matt.
Night. Dude.
Night, Mom.
Really?
Yeah. You don't ever hear your mom talking, ever.
Yeah, I know. It's usually only when, you know, she's going to bed.
Yeah, usually she's in bed by now.
Oh, she's gone from work not too long ago.
Oh, damn.
Let's see. So apparently, Victoria's going to China.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
I have to, why China?
She can barely go out anywhere around here locally. How's she going to go to China?
I don't know. She posted up a status saying, going to China. I'll be back in 3 days.
I know. I saw that, but, like, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Especially, I don't think it takes a couple days, even on a fucking plane, just to get to China.
I mean, he's going to China. That's fine, whatever. The fuck is in China, though?
I don't know. Man, that dumb bitch.
Okay.
No, I asked her, what are you going to China? She goes, LOL. It was on Sims.
She went to China on the Sims game. The fuck?
Apparently.
Why do they have China on there?
I don't know. But they had some good fucking prices for seeds up on Scum Slate here, man. Like $8 for a CD, $10 for a CD, $5 for EPs.
Yeah, well, they got a million CDs.
Also, you get, let's see, there's one here. It's kind of like, it's a Death Foretold / Fiasco / Kill the Carver combo pack. Includes 8 CDs for $40.
There you go. That's for the super fan.
Or you get the fucking LSP CD Mega Pack collection, which comes with 34 CDs for $170.
Jeez, they really want to get rid of these CDs.
Yeah, but that's not a bad price, though, man. I mean, $170 for fucking 34 CDs.
Yeah.
There, I asked fucking the Twitter, how do you go to China and Simsbury, and why do you go there? Because I asked her why China earlier, she goes, because I'm awesome. That's not an answer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not awesome when you spend 4.5 hours making a fucking house on Sims.
Yeah, or China, nonetheless.
Like, seriously, that's what it was posted earlier today. Pictures of her Sims game talking about it took like 4.5 hours or something.
Yeah, right?
Like, really? That long you played that game for?
I don't know. She goes, and why wouldn't I want to go to China? Or whatever.
Or whatever.
I mean, shit.
You don't know what it says?
She goes, and why wouldn't I want to? ? LOL.
Wow. It's a great conversation.
Shit, man, maybe when I get paid for it, maybe I'll fucking pick up a Scum CD. Dinner Served. So I used to have that CD, but don't know what the fuck happened to it. But it was definitely a good CD, though.
Not the CD with the babies for dinner on it?
No, that's actually by a different group that just featured Scum. Then their Served featured, the fuck. Like, it had like a variety of fucking artists featured up on it. It was definitely one of the best ones. Like, Shoot the Messengers. Trying to know what other fucking tracks are on that one. But it was definitely by far one of my favorite fucking albums by Scum. I'll just put it that way. Maybe I'll get that. I'll get a CD from Smalls one as well. I'm up on this shit.
May as well get that. Them charms everybody wears too.
Man, I just might do that.
You could join the cult. I mean, fan base.
Yes, good. Yeah, so, did you enjoy my No Sick Days sticker on AJ Lee's stomach?
Wait, did you literally slap that on there? Like, that ain't coming off again.
Yes, I did.
If you try taking it off, man, you're just gonna rip the poster thing apart.
And I put one, on my laptop as well. So,
well, see, that's fine. Well, then again, you'll never get it off of there either. But that's fine.
Yeah, so as you can tell, I got my CD.
Well, obviously, since you have the fucking sticker.
Yeah, man, like, I looked at my, like, I went on my fucking iPod and shit. And I looked up, you know, went to go track and it said delivered.
And it finally decided to show up.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I got here before my damn book.
Yeah.
My book's still not here.
See, all you gotta do is complain about your order, man. It'll be there. Boom.
Yeah, I'm about to call. I'm about to fucking email fucking the dude that fucking sent out my book and be like, yo, where the fuck my book at? And why the fuck didn't I get a damn tracking number with it?
Like, I'm sorry, we're out of that book.
And they better not be out of that book.
We're out of that book. You have to get another one.
Yeah, fuck it. I want my money back then. Insane poetry, small as one mannequin. That's the only thing. That's the one I see that's a little bit more pricey. It's $10 for that CD, but shit, I get it. Got Dickies button ups. What the fuck? Now buttons. Let's see. How much are the charms up on here? Let's find out. That's not a bad price for charms, man. $25.
That explains why every girl in the world has them.
Yeah. But no, me, I'd probably get the fucking scum one. Let's see, posters. Let's see what they have for headgear. Fuck that. Hats, $22. Beanies, $12. Bandanas, $8. Let's see. Little posters. I said posters, bitch. That's not a bad price for posters, man. Fucking $2 for a poster?
Damn.
Yeah. Then you got like, the Skull Mr. Zipperface EP poster, which is $5. That's not fucking bad at all.
Why is that $5?
Oh, no, don't care. It's still cheap.
I don't care.
They got fucking nipple rings for fucking $4.
Well.
You have no idea how to respond to that one.
Well, my nipples are not pierced, so what would I do with those?
I don't know. That's them.
Those are for the fat girls that walk around naked at the gathering.
Probably is. LFP shot glasses for $8. Fucking those lanyard things for $4. Lighters for $3.
The hell, the lighters are more expensive than a poster.
Yeah, but shit, man. I'd probably pick these up. I can add them to my fucking collection of lighters.
Yeah, that's always a great collection.
Hey, it is for me. What do you say we listen to that isolation track featuring Low Key and Small as One?
Aye, aye, Captain.
There we go.
My mind drifts, eyes roll back as time shifts. The light dims inside of my cell and collides with the shadows, dripping patterns, bleeding heavy from my wrist. Developed through eternity as purposely life ends. My mind state as fragile as snaps as the ties break. True and false turn into one as soon as the lines fade. My walls turn into shackles, develop to hide rage as the white leaves my eyes and shadows change my face. So I'm trapped, dwelling in my own madness, the sanity burns alive and fades in the cold ashes. Different voices, they toy with my soul fragments. I shattered in the past, but embedded in old caskets.
So I laugh, cause it all seems like a joke. I keep moving, cause somewhere inside there lies hope. There's a light in the tunnel, so sudden my bonds broke. But the light's outside of the cell, and mine's closed.
Isolation,
no one here with me. I'm far from what I appear to be.
Isolation,
no one here to say that they'll love me or I'll be okay.
Isolation,
no one here to see all the pain and abuse in me.
Isolation,
no one here today, no one here to pray.
And I'm about to break.
The longer I stare at these walls, I get more crazy inside. It's like I'm manifesting death until the day that I die. No one comes to see me, nobody checks if I'm alive. No family, no friends, nobody's here by my side. My blood and the floor collide, I paint the scenery of pain. I know I'm not all alone, but I hear his voice in my brain. And when some help finally came, I slammed the door in the face. Cause I'm so used to isolation, I wanna come out this cage. I cannot function out there the way that other people do. I welcome the insanity, I do not fuck off the truth. Yeah, I choke myself till I'm blue, till I can't breathe. And I see this is as real as it gets. Me being seldom ever seen, me being on my own team. Like fucking I'm keeping these walls, cause joy is temporary. Watch all that bullshit fall. My blood is the truth and I let it spill every day. Cause once you're stuck in the grave, you cannot see life in that way.
Isolation,
no one here with me. I'm far from what I appear to be.
Isolation,
no one here to say that they'll love me or I'll be okay.
Isolation,
no one here to see all the pain and abuse in me.
Isolation,
no one here today, no one here to pray.
And I'm about to break.
Trapped in the black and it's only my mind here. Gone so wrong, it's like all I can find is fear. Circle my abode, hurting in my soul. Feeling like I'm losing all control. Still I'm growing cold, huh? Isolation, they say it causes you to evolve. But these walls make me feel like I'm about to dissolve into nothing. My mind stays stuck in a cycle of repeating. And I feel I'm being sucked in. But I calm down, tell myself it's all in my head. That someday I won't be trapped in all the silence and dread. And the dead awake my lair, and now the window that I'm staring out is not there, huh? I visualize what it's like to be outside. I buzz around the empty corridor like a housefly. You finally die here alone in this hallway. A gun in my head, I guess I'll do it the hard way.
Isolation,
no one here with me. I'm far from what I appear to be.
Isolation,
no one here to say that they'll love me or I'll be okay.
Isolation,
no one here to see all the pain and abuse in me.
Isolation,
no one here today, no one here to pray.
And I'm about to break.
And we're back.
Yeah, that was a good song. I like that song.
Hell yeah. And I just made a pre-order.
Oh, great. To what?
For Scum's new CD.
Jeez, you got another one?
Yeah, Grim Zipper pre-order. It comes with a signed poster.
Well, there you go.
And the CD's only $7.
There you go, man.
I'm looking at other CDs that, or gear I could probably get. Maybe a CD or something like that. Ooh, there's a Black Widow. I think I remember that CD. Probably get that tomorrow or Friday. But yeah, the Scum CD drops on the 17th, I believe.
17th of next month?
Oh, the 12th of next month. So there we go. Like you said, New CD, free poster, signed. Looking forward to this
shit. There you go. There's another signed thing.
Hell yeah. But I'm definitely getting my hands on that fucking Dinner Serve CD. I'm going to get my hands on Smalls One's Mannequin CD.
I love a mannequin. Should I be panicking? It's pretty funny because just on the episode of Seinfeld that was just on, fucking Kramer was just making out with a mannequin.
A fuck?
Because he had some mannequin in the car or something for some reason. And he wanted to make his girl jealous, I guess. Because he went out to the car and he started making out with it.
There's the Smalls One CD.
Well, track called Mannequin.
The mannequins can't move. And right now, she kind of reminds me of that chick that's all over Facebook and whatnot. That etchy chick or whatever the fuck.
Small man, she ain't got nothing on Smalls One. To put, I'm gonna tell you, say that right now.
Man, playing Smalls this track more, right now, it sounds just like Aggro.
Let's see. See what else we can find. Cheap.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm looking into fucking SKR to see what they have.
No,
just what the hell.
Nothing there.
Man, why is the fucking scum shit cheaper than fucking SKRs?
Because SKR thinks they're the gods of the world.
Like I said, it's just more expensive than scum.
As where LSP seems to be more for the fans and not the money.
Yeah, that's true.
Seems how they put out like an album every month or something of sort.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They're on like that Tech N9ne thing.
Yeah, I mean, why can't they take a break?
I don't know, man. How old are them people? They probably don't have much time to take a break.
Yeah, I probably don't.
I'm saying, man, once you finally get signed or something at an older age, man, you only got so much time, you know, put out as much music as you can before you're too fucking old.
That's definitely true. And they got some dope CDs. They got some dope shirts up on LSP shit. Like fucking New Hex Rated T-shirt, Dark Half, LSP 303. And I bet you think if I was to walk up, up to work with this shit on, like on a day off, I think I'm scaring the shit out of the customers.
It's true. That's kind of how I felt like years ago whenever I bought that Past the Axe t-shirt that I was trying to go find somebody's house. I didn't know where he lived or whatever. I'm just knocking on somebody's random door and shit. They probably scared the shit out of him. Probably some nice little old white couple.
Here's a shirt that I could definitely get behind. It's a scum shirt, and on the back it says, fuck you, fuck your feelings, and fuck everything you love.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got like a little fucking scummed out fucking logo thing up on it, pissing on the world.
Yeah, it's about right.
I'm definitely for it. They even have a fucking dark half zombie flame t-shirt.
I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I wonder if that group Troubled Minds, do they still make music?
I don't know. I haven't heard any new. I haven't heard any of them in a while.
Like, are they on some label or some shit?
Used to be. Yeah, I'm not seeing any from them. I mean, they used to be a part of Lissa Sears and Demonic's fucking label. The KYP, Kill Yourself Productions.
Kill Yourself Productions, nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, used to be, if I can remember correctly, like Mental Ward, River Rat. There's a lot of different orders a part of that. And Troubled Minds was a part of them, but I think they left.
There was a point in time where I was actually supposed to be on a track with Troubled Minds, but then our equipment just fucking sucked, and they pretty much just said no. Because they sent us a beat and all this shit and whatever, and we recorded our stuff, you know, but then it was on different levels and shit, then, you know, match up right and shit, you know, it was all retarded. So, you know, they pretty much just laughed at us.
We can find here for 2 months. Let's see. Last thing up on here I'm seeing, so what I was uploaded was a video back in like
2011. Damn.
Wait a minute, Wicked K. Yep, they're still together. I mean, I'm gonna guess and say they are because of the fact Demonic just dropped a new album and it features Troubled Minds.
Does Troubled Minds have any CDs? Where the hell would you find their CDs at?
Let's see, Troubled Minds, cdbaby.com. Yep, they got a couple CDs. Got maybe, let's see, they got one CD up on cdbaby.com called Blood Brothers. Let's see. Yeah, I mean they got a few up on cdbaby.com.
Or is this page active?
Yeah.
Like it ain't gonna be like, no, we don't have the shit.
Seems like it. Man, I don't know where else to get their CDs from because they're no longer a part of KYP.
Well, send me that link that you just said.
sent.
You still got that song on the soundboard by them that I put up here?
I don't even know. I might have actually removed it on deleting things.
As far as I remember, back whenever I heard of them, they actually were making good music.
No, I don't have it. I deleted when I was trying to delete a couple of tracks.
How you accidentally delete it? It's in the tease.
Yeah, I was just deleting in the tease.
What the fuck were you deleting in the tease?
And a few things that I uploaded.
Like what?
A lot of fucking shit, man. Just so I could make more room for like new shit. I mean, I'm not sure. I finally got rid of fucking all the WWE and WCW music that was on here. I mean, I could put that back if I wanted to.
Why'd you take that off?
Just to make room. Because so far we were.
You just recently put that on here, though.
Yeah, but I wanted to make room for more stuff.
Yeah, for all those artists that we promote, you know, to tune in every night.
Yeah, right. Control mine to the fucking white page. Ah, what the fuck? Damn it, troll minds. You lost us. I found their personal page. I'm going through their music to see they have their own white page like, and I go through and I see Kendrick Lamar. Never did click. Let's see. Jeff Moser from Fogan, a.k.a. Stitches. Machine Gun Kelly, what the fuck? Why the hell is he up in there? Why is Hobson in here? I better not see no fucking Lil Wayne up in here.
Uh-oh.
Yellow Wolf, Joker. This is getting worse. Oh, fuck, he likes Bruno Mars.
Matter of fact, what the hell's the deal with the Joker, man? Like, ain't that his name? Except altogether?
I think
like,
so,
his
yeah.
Name, ain't his name Joe Kerr or some shit?
I think so. Ah, fuck, Lil fucking Drake.
Because I saw somebody post up his picture or something, and then that name was tagged in it. I was like, what? Wait a minute. Well, there you go. That's not a very clever way to get your fucking rapping name, man.
Hell nah.
Joker. Really?
I don't know what the fuck they were thinking.
That's pretty lame, man. If he wasn't lame enough already.
Yeah, right?
He's kind of on that level that Bravo Gator's on. Like, they'll never be on a label.
Yeah, right?
Although Bravo Gator, at least he's good.
Damn, that's still part of fucking MHR, what the hell? I didn't think MHR still existed.
Okay, then.
No, MHR is a group that was a part of KYP for a while, but then they separated themselves. Troll Minds is definitely a part of them. Let's see. This page was founded in 2013. because Total Minds is still doing their thing. They actually have a music store up on here. Let's see what they got here. Only two albums. And they're both Total Minds albums. And they're actually part of CD Baby. So that link I sent you is definitely accurate for the CDs. Grim Reality Music Promo. Don't know who the fuck you are, so I can delete you.
Surprised people still even post in the fucking Street Team page.
Yeah. I know. It's fucking nuts. Fuck it. I'll add Trouble Minds to my page.
Jeez, don't sound so excited about it.
We only have 56 mutual friends.
That's a lot of mutual friends.
Bloodshot, Chris Polk from fucking Project Born. Fucking Wolfpack, High Town Records. Jason Porter, Mr. Licks, Stir Crazy.
Mr. Licks, man, I forgot all about that there.
Lissa Sir, Malika Recovery, Motown Rage, Ms. Looney.
Of course.
That's just funny, man, because like, all the people that are mutual friends of me and his are all artists. Intrinsic, Effect, Tones, Sinister, Sinista, Q Strange, Prophets Rise, Shadow Grow, Poisonous Logic.
Oh, yeah, those guys, eh?
Nate, Motown Rage, Mastermind, The Hellraiser, Lissa Sir, Madness. Like I said, Stir Crazy already. Porter, like, that's funny how Concrete. I think it's funny how, like, I completely forgot I even had fucking Chris Polk on my fucking friends list.
Who?
Chris Polk. He's a part of Project Born.
I see.
I think he's the only motherfucker from Project Born I actually have on my friends list.
Is there a reason he's on your friends list?
I think I added him like a long ass time ago and don't know what the hell for, but I did.
Did you do an interview with him?
I did an interview with Project Born, yeah. It was
Well, there you go.
But it wasn't with Polk, though.
Well, maybe he set it up.
No, it wasn't him that set the interview up. It was Frank Nitti.
Was he your friend?
Yeah. Well, no, he's not my friend, but I used to talk to him on, I think it was fucking MySpace or Yahoo or something like that, maybe AIM.
AIM, yeah. We're going back to the graveyard.
Yeah, right.
Digging up AIM.
What? Shit, I might as well add. Ah, fuck. Unable to add this friend. This person has reached 5,000 friends limits. Ah, fuck. Yeah, no, man. I was trying to add fucking Frank Nitti. I might as well.
5,000 friends. Since when is there a friends limit on the internet?
I don't know, but me and him have 38 mutual friends.
They're probably all the same people you just named.
Oh, well, a couple of them anyways. Alcatraz, Bloodshot, Chris Polk, Stir Crazy, Jason Bourne. Not Jason Bourne, Jason Porter.
Jason Bourne.
Winnie Payton.
think my throat is fucking. Yeah, man. That's upcoming order from Juggalo Rider Radio.
That's a mutual friend you guys have.
But nah, man, I was thinking about doing a fucking status saying, like, any orders I'm looking for an interview, hit us up. But then I'm going to get, like, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
but I don't even a rapper.
Then you'll get all them damn people thinking they can rap.
Exactly. Definitely don't want that. We want real artists.
Or you'll just get the people that you've had on here a bunch of times to hit you up.
Yeah, we need new fucking artists.
I really don't think I have very many artists on my page, so yeah, that wouldn't help.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to hit up James, see what we do. I'll send something for Twisted for maybe for May 18th.
Yeah, I highly doubt it.
Or see if he has anybody, you know, available for the for May 18th for an interview.
What the fuck happens then?
6 year anniversary of Juggalo Rider Radio.
Man, I don't ever remember when that is.
I mean, shit, I figured it's gonna be 6 years. Might as well do something big for that shit.
6 fucking years.
Yeah.
And look where we are, with nobody.
Exactly.
That's not how this is supposed to work.
Hell nah. I don't know why.
Well, what underground orders could you get?
Well, don't know. We'll find out.
Like, people that are on Facebook.
I might better talk to KGP.
Uh-oh. Can't be doing that while Chris is gone now.
Fuck Chris. I mean, gotta do something. Ah, what the fuck is this?
I don't know. What is it?
Could happen in America.
A parasite that uses your body. Something that's probably about to be very disturbing.
Something about a parasite that uses your body.
The fuck?
What is your deal with fucking listening to that song lately?
Man, someone made a fucking Power Ranger Gundam style using this fucking song. And it features Jason David Frank.
Oh, I did see that post and I did not watch it though. Clearly, that isn't the English version.
I mean, they probably should have just changed the fucking words instead of keeping the same shit. Fucking Ranger style.
Okay.
Look, they got fucking Mental War CDs. What's it? Is it tracks? Sold out. I just wanted to fucking track, listen, damn it.
But Project Born's coming back, man, with a new album.
I really don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's wonderful.
It's called The Born Supremacy.
Of course it is.
Well, I guess apparently Project Born fucking...
Apparently they like those movies.
Even though they were before, even though they came before those movies even came out.
Well, I mean right now with the name of that title. Or CD. Yeah, the name of that title. There you go. You know, the Born Supremacy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Born Identity. Supremacy, whatever the fuck the other one was.
Yeah, I found Pulse on the new page. He has some new music. That's what's up. He has a new name now, too. He used to go by Little Polk. Now he goes by Polk Frost. Yo, I wonder if fucking Half Pint Capone still exists. Apparently not. Oh, well. But this is getting, well, this is about to be over. I'm going to go pass the fuck out for work.
See you back tomorrow. Oh, wonderful. Goodbye.
Peace.